Good evening. I've called the Unalaska regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council to order at 6 p.m. Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'll ask Councilman Bell to read the mission statement.
The mission statement is to provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. May I have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
And Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. Do we have a quorum? Six present. This time, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Recognize all our visitors, new and old. See the new faces again out there. Thank you for being here this evening. Next, I've got a number five is adoption of the agenda, and there is an amendment to be brought forward.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by, Councilman Tungle to adopt the agenda. Motion, yeah. Motion to amend.
I'll make a motion to amend. And remove items 10A, or excuse me, 10B and 10C off the work session. Those are the revenue projections and the capital major maintenance plan.
And move to January 27th. Okay, there's a motion to amend, move item 10BC, items B and C to on the work session to another meeting date to schedule. Second. Councilman Luby, second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, call for roll call on the amendment, please.
Certainly. Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
The amendment passes 6-0 in favor of removing it from the work session. We'll go back. The main motion has amended. Any discussion? Hearing none, let's for a roll call, please, on the main motion. Councilman Tungle, did you have something?
No.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Certainly. Nicholson?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
On the roll call vote of 6-0 in favor for the adoption of amended agenda has been approved. Next item, I have a motion and second to approve the proposed minutes of our meeting on January 10th, 2023.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of previous meeting, January 10, 2023.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle and second by Councilman Robinson. If there hearing no objection, the proposed minutes will be approved. Minutes are approved. Next item seven is the city manager's report. I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Yes, this is Bill Humka, and Chris Ladek, interim city manager, is on the phone. You see there are several things that was reported. One that about some news with regard to the McCrishan project and OCCP. That we're working on our state priorities, including monitoring when things are due in CAPSIS, because we're going to be updating that. And said there was going to be a capital projects meeting, a capital projects update will here on the agenda just shortly. I think that's, unless Chris would like to add anything.
Nope, that's pretty much covers it, unless somebody has questions.
Any questions or comments from council? There are none. Thank you. We'll move on to the next item on our agenda. Community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name.
Hi, I'm Roger Blakely, DCR director. Wanted to let all you fathers one last time. February 1st is the day that you can, the first day you can buy your father-daughter dance tickets. Don't be that father that doesn't buy the ticket and then there's no space available. The dance will be on February 24th. That's moved from that original posting because that was on Super Bowl and Sunday, and there's just no way we can compete that way. So we moved to the 24th. But fathers, come get your tickets. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Any other comments? Update items? Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. The 27th, our written comment is due on the last Marine Highway for this region. On it's due on the 26th. There's a public meeting, is a Zoom meeting. It'll be held on the 27th at 1:30 for Southwest region also on the last Marine Highway schedule.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. I was going to bring that up, but those of you that need that contact information, please get a hold of one of us from the council and we'll give you that information. It's up here for the Southwest region. Call in time with the Zoom numbers. I think it's important to hear from the community. They've got one ferry schedule for the next for this coming summer once a month, and then it's only questionable whether that vessel will make it. So we need to get all we can out there and get another vessel ready for the testing and its replacement. Any further comments, announcements? City Clerk?
Yeah, I do have a few announcements. I put them up there on the screen. If you are a business license holder and you have not renewed, your business license expired at the end of 2022, so you need to renew that right away. March 1 is the deadline for senior citizens and disabled veterans to apply for a property tax exemption. And March 1st is also the deadline for businesses to report their personal property, their business personal property to the city. For property tax purposes. March 15th, for all of you elected officials and the city manager, school board, and planning commission members, March 15th is the deadline for you to submit your APOC financial disclosure forms. And you don't want to miss that deadline because it's a $10 per day penalty, which racks up pretty fast. March 31 is the deadline for senior citizens to apply for their sales tax refund. That's all I've got for you.
Okay, thank you. There's a lot of dates to be followed, so hopefully our people in the community will get these dates and apply or get them filled out. Any further comments? Anybody on Zoom or anybody on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's say next item is item 10, work session. May I have a motion and a second to go into a work session, please?
Move to go into a work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungle. Hearing no objection, we are in work session, 6:10 p.m. I'll turn it over to the city manager at this time.
Thank you, Mayor. In your packet, you should have access to the assessment report summary that was prepared by our assessors. Mr. Mike Renfro is present via Zoom, and he will speak to this report's process and results.
Good evening. This is Mike Renfro. You have Martin's Onkoulis's report. It pretty much summarizes everything that we've done so far this year and the 2023 updates to the assessed values. Late last year, Martin's and Thomas Colo were in town for quite a while, and they went through, updated all the photographs, generally walked through town and visited and most of or all of the commercial properties, noting the changes and met with the property owners. Again, Martin's report pretty much summarizes everything as far as the assessments are concerned. The thing that that I like to point out is we base everything on our sales ratio, which is the relationship of the sales price to the assessed value. And it's towards the bottom of Martin's report, you'll see that our ratio is 90.53%. That's a significant number for us because it shows that on average, we do not have properties that are assessed over 100% of fair market value, which is one of our goals. This number also meets the state requirements within the state report. They like the state is put together and recommends that the assessed value be plus or minus 10% of 100% of fair market value. 90% is within that range, meets their requirements. In general, we're seeing that property values are still increasing in Unalaska. This trend is typical for all of the smaller communities throughout the state that we've been dealing with. Some are more than 6%, but 6% seems to be the average for most of the communities. Some have been substantially more than that. What's driving it? Almost in every case, supply and demand is a shortage of housing and limited availability of developable land. Also, due to the pandemic and which has slowed down the supply of materials, we're seeing cost of materials in all cases going up, along with shipping costs, labor costs, everything. It's going up, which is driving prices up. Again, I think that the Unalaska market is healthy, seems to be doing what is typical with other communities in the state. I think that we're with our 90.53% sales ratio, the city is doing just fine.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments from council? No, okay. Thank you for your report on the assessment values. We have no problem. Councilman Bell has a question.
Mr. Renfro, I do have a question, and this is more probably a crystal ball type thing, or looking forward as some of these housing markets slow down. Is there anticipation that any that we'll see some of that in these rural communities? Looking forward as we look at what the housing values are going to be and we set property tax rates, is there a trend of slowing of values nationwide or in rural communities?
You know, I thought originally that the increase in interest rates would slow the market somewhat. I think that that's being offset by the shortage of housing. And what we're finding in most of the communities is that there is little or no reduction in this in the asking prices on property. What we're really finding is marketing times have just increased a little bit. In some cases, if properties are really valued at the top of the market or over the top of the market, those properties are on the market quite a bit longer. But as a trend right now, we're seeing still a steady increase in property values. I haven't seen anything in our research as we go forward into 2023 right now that says that the market is dropping. If anything, it's holding steady. In some cases in the larger metropolitan areas like Anchorage, I'm still seeing properties go on the market, asking price and bidding wars in some cases, driving the price up more than the asking price. That doesn't seem to be the trend in some of the smaller communities. Again, what I'm seeing is just a lengthening of the marketing time. Not seeing a dramatic reduction in property values or asking prices. So I guess to summarize it is, I think the market's still strong. It's steady. I haven't seen anything yet that shows that we're going to see a falling off on values.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Any further comments from council? Hearing none, this time I'll. Does anyone in chambers wish to speak? No. City clerk, do we have anyone on the phone, Zoom or telephone?
No, sir. No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your information, Mr. Renfro.
Thank you. We're available anytime if people have questions. The city clerk has our telephone number. We have an 800 number. You can call anytime. If we're not there, we will definitely get back to anybody that has questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, our next item is capital and major maintenance plan, CMMP. Turn this over to assistant city manager at this time.
Thank you, Mayor. We periodically do an update for city council, update you on our capital projects. There's a lot of projects that we're managing and even have outsourced. And Mr. Cohenour, our public works director, is with us tonight to provide you that overview. Tom.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council. So what you have before you is our capital project update. It's a document that I put together on a monthly basis with a great deal of assistance from the other directors and our city engineer and a lot of help from the finance department. So I thank them all very much for their input each month. The front page is, you see the library project. We'll get into that a little bit further. We do have 49 projects total. And the last project update meeting we had, and we do have those update meetings on a monthly basis. It took us about an hour and 5 minutes to go through all 49 projects. So I promise you, I'm not going to go through all 49 projects tonight. But what I would like to do is focus on three of the main projects that we've been dealing with really a lot lately. And once we get through those, you're certainly welcome to ask questions about any of the other projects in the update. Let's go to slide 23 or page 23, please. So this is the first page of a two-page summary of all the projects, of all 49 projects. And later tonight, there'll be a closing of three of the projects. One of them that we're going to close out is the number three. Way on the left-hand side, I have reference number, and the third one down is a Sitka Spruce Park. That's one of the projects that we'll be closing tonight. And I believe that's resolution 2306. Page 24, please. So looking down in the lower left again, reference project number 42 and 44, both those projects are also going to be closed out tonight. And one of them is a UNC 3 and 4 replacement, and the other one is the cruise ship terminal. Page 32. So one of the three projects I want to get in a little bit more in depth on is the communication infrastructure, which is the project you've been seeing around town. It's where GCI is installing the fiber optic cable. A couple of the main things I wanted to point out, all the mainline conduit and the fiber has been placed on both sides, both the Dutch side and the Unalaska side. GCI is working real hard to complete the remaining punch list items. GCI is intending to demob sometime in March, but they intend to have a team on site that will stay here. They call it the rural operations team, so they'll be here to address any service requests or deal with any issues. And just as an aside, I have not talked to anybody that's actually used their service. I don't know, have any of you use the GCI fiber optic cable? Yeah, I've heard that they are alive, and each week there's additional customers coming online, but I have yet to talk to anybody that's using it. So anyway, any questions on the fiber optic project? Okay, let's go to 52, please, Margie. So the library improvements project, just as a general comment, I want to say it's coming along very, very well. It looks great. You can drive by and see on the outside that it's looking really good. Inside is even better, I think. And that front cover showed you one of the pictures. And after I make a couple of comments on these bullet points, we'll look at some more photos. Some of the things that are happening right now, though, the perimeter shelving, so the shelving on the interior of the building is installed for the most part, but the perimeter shelving that goes around the inside wall of the main area and in the children's room, it's backordered. I just found out that they're planning to ship it from the manufacturer February 28th. So that means they're not gonna actually receive it and then do the install until probably the middle of March. So that's the key. We call it the critical path. That's the one thing that's really holding up the project right now. Two new boilers arrived just today, and the installation is planned for early in February for those. We're looking at substantial completion around February 9th to February 10th, at which time we'll have an architect and the mechanical engineers out here to do the inspection and walkthrough. And then we're still looking at a grand reopening sometime in the middle of April. So let's go to 53, please. So the lower left, you can see that's just really an artist concept, but that's the circulation desk that is being installed today. And I haven't seen it, but I heard it looks really good. 54, please. Now here's some more interior photos. The lower left, you can see the fireplace. There's space on both sides, so it's a see-through fireplace, and on the other side there's an equally large area. Picture in the lower right is of the new gathering room, which was that addition that was put on. In fact, you can see the projector in the top of that lower right photo right there, yeah. So any questions on the library project? Okay. 64, please. So the Captain's Bay Road paving project. And I say paving because we dropped the utilities. It was recommended by the from the DOT that we split out the utilities. Couple of things I was going to point out that we did apply for a $2 million grant. I'm sorry, $4 million grant from the CAPSIS request for FY23, and that was unsuccessful. We did apply for a USDA rural grant for a little over $15 million. That was also unsuccessful. The next round of the RAISE grants, the applications are due February 27th, and we will be applying for that one as well. So let's talk about the STIP a little bit. We did apply to the STIP in 2019. The amount we were asking for is $54 million, and it was way, way too much. In fact, the state had, I believe it was like $56 million for the entire state. So based on the recommendations, we phased the project, got it down. We reduced the scope as well. I'm going to talk about the STIP on this next page a little bit. But I did receive an email just about 3 hours ago, actually, from the state regarding the pre-application to the STIP. And I'll just read it to you what they said. The estimate for your project is completed. Now, so in the STIP, the state takes over the project. They do the estimate, they do the bidding, they do the construction, inspection, everything. So what the letter says, and this is from Sarah Kripe, she's a planner with the DOT, and she said, the estimate for your project is completed. Unfortunately, the estimate exceeds the $15 million federal share limitation, which means that the community will either be responsible for covering the additional costs or will need to reduce the scope on this project. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to help. Well, immediately, our city engineer, Bob Cummings, responded and is setting up a meeting so we can meet with the DOT and get their recommendations on what we could do to reduce the scope and get a better chance at obtaining the grant. So reducing the scope is one of the things that we could do. And cost sharing from industry is another one that we've talked about. And we have not yet actually approached any of the industry to see if they could contribute. So based on the cost, their cost estimate, the DOT's cost estimate for this project is $20 million, a little over $20 million. And the scope includes paving from Airport Beach Road to westward. And there would be some associated drainage, a paved walkway, and curb and gutter. So we're not sure what we can do much more to reduce scope, but we're going to meet with the DOT and just get some feedback from them. So, and that's it brings up another question that at some point in the next month or so, council will need to address this. It would require a $5 million contribution from the city in order to fit in their criteria, their funding criteria, when that represents 25% of the project. So I'm not looking for an answer from council tonight, but I'm just getting it out there that that question is going to come up again, and you'll need to answer that before we submit the application. And the application is due the 27th of February. So anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about that for now. Let's go to the next page, which is more about the STIP, and that's on page 66. So We heard the term STIP thrown about quite a bit, and it stands for Statewide Transportation Improvement Program. But really, the STIP is a collection of programs. In fact, there are seven. You can see the bullet points there in bold type. There's actually seven programs within the STIP that make up the STIP. Let's look at that second one down, the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program. That portion of the STIP also has six sub-programs within it. Well, that first sub-program is the Community Transportation Program, and that's where our Captain's Bay Road project fits in there, in the CTP. The timeline for the STIP, that what we've done so far, is September of 2019, we put the application in. That was our first go around, and that's when the project was $54 million. Our project was not selected because it was too large of a request and the cost was too high compared to the number of residents benefiting. And also the city contribution was not high enough to get higher points. So in February 27th of this year, the next round of applications is due, and we're working with the DOT and HDR to revise our cost benefit analysis so we can get as many points as possible to fit into this CTP program. The bullet point at the very bottom, in May, this coming May, in May 2023, is when the awards will be announced. So we'll know at that time if we're successful. And that's really all I had. Are there any other projects in the project update you'd like to discuss or go over?
Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. The General Seal water booster pump, why is that still lingering?
We're waiting for a door.
Okay. So that will be done soon?
Well, hopefully, yeah.
I hope so.
Well, there's a heavy plywood door on there now. So, I mean, it's, I don't think anybody's going to break in, but we're waiting for them.
Okay. I'm curious about the and utilities. There's supposed to be a sprinkler system, an alarm, and there's hasn't been any movement on that. I mean, we had a near miss on that. I was there on that one. So I got to see that. And, you know, you just think about the load that's in there and the inventory. So I'm just curious what's it's been sitting there. What's the plan to move forward?
Well, we're still in the middle of this fiscal year. We definitely plan on getting that project accomplished. We've had, like I said, we have 49 projects and we had a lot of other things to deal with. Lack of staffing is one of the big things that's holding us back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the UCSD playground, okay, looks like that was completed not too long ago, and now we're having problems with the basketball court. I'm just curious, I mean, is that going to be who's gonna follow up on that and pay for that repair?
So it's the surface of the concrete on the basketball court that went bad. It's called spalling. I think it's probably because it rained right when they placed the concrete, and so it was too much water mixed on the top of their, called the cream, on the very top of the concrete. So what that does, it waters down the concrete too much, so it makes it real weak. And so that's starting to flake off. They did put an application on top that's supposed to mitigate that. And we're waiting until this coming spring to see how well that surface treatment turned out.
Okay. But that's all that's left on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. How about the Causeway culvert replacement? Where is that? Is that going to be happening soon?
That's a good question. I need to look it up here just a second. Page 48 in my book. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, that's right. So we, HDL did the design work on it, and we got kind of hung up with additional work, bathymetry, the survey work in the lake, and then some additional geotech work. We're afraid that even at the $600,000, that might be not enough to do that project. But we're also waiting for some input from the Fish and Game as to a certain time frame that we can do that project. And what we originally thought about doing was putting some kind of an earthen dam around it to around the culvert so we wouldn't spill too much into the water. And Fish and Game didn't like that idea. So there's a number of little issues like that with FEMA. And we're looking at doing using the mitigation grants on the as part of the Captain's Bay Road mitigation when we did the earthwork. So there's a few little things like that, permitting issues that we haven't gotten resolved.
Sorry, the reason I ask is Fish and Game has got a lot of grant money. And I imagine that is one thing that they may be interested in doing is restoration of the spawning in that little Dutton Lake. We may be able to tap into some money through Fish and Game there. How about the microturbines in the water system?
Well, let me look that up. That there, Jim. So on the Pyramid microturbines, on December, just this past December 27th, Council passed budget amendment number 4. That added $105,000 to this project, which should be enough to complete it.
Great, thank you. And then the next one would be the chlorine plant up there.
So the contract with Industrial Resources went before council and looks like work is going to begin this coming spring.
Okay, thank you. How about, I know we've been short in the electric department, but for some of the equipment replacement, for instance, some of the transformers that I think we used to have a schedule for replacement of those transformers.
Mr. Tompkins might be able to add more insight into that, but I believe they're looking for some, is it the 25 kVA transformers?
Steve Tompkins, Utilities Director. Councilman Robinson, it's almost dictated by funding because we have $100,000 a year on that project where and it doesn't buy what it used to, but we're going to be replacing a section can this week out of inventory. Transformers have really long lead times now, but we're trying to get rid of some of these rust cans out there, the failing transformers. And in some cases, we recondition them and put them back in the field, but that $100,000 a year doesn't go a long ways, and the operating fund for the operating budget for the line crew isn't really large enough to supplement that much. So,
well, my main worry is we've got some infrastructure that we need to really pay attention to, because when it fails, people are going to be without power, and we'll be backpedaling. So, we had a plan to replace X amount of them every year. It'd be nice to see that getting back on track. And if it takes a budget amendment, I think that's something we need to really take a good close look at.
Okay, I'll meet with the line crew and they can give me like a critical needs list. We did just get a bunch of transformers come in that we ordered like 18 months ago. But yeah, I'll have some information for you.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Any further comment? Questions? Councilman Tungle?
How about the General Hill water? Anything else need to be done on that one? Or is that completed?
No, that project's completed. If the system is on and operational, in fact, the fire department and the water department went up to the top of the hill and they did the water flow test. So they approved the hydrant and water pressure is great and it's on and functional.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Any further questions from council? No. Okay, thanks.
I just wanted to point out that this project update is available on the city website each month.
Thank you. Being no further items on our work session, I'll call for a motion and second to return to regular session.
Move to return to your regular session.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Luby. Holman?
Yes, second.
All right. Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Hearing no objection, we'll be back in regular session. 6:42. We are now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up for the city clerk. You have a 3-minute time limit. First item is resolution 2023-06, acknowledging the closure and completion of various capital projects and purchases. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2306?
Move to adopt resolution 2306.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to city manager to review and introduce.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Periodically, the staff takes time to review where some of our projects at and if they're complete or if there's some changes and they close them for other reasons. And this resolution is aimed to specifically close out the projects that are identified in the resolution and report.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Council discussion at this time. Any questions, comments on the resolution? Councilman Coleman.
So, this is like far outside of what I normally do. I like to keep everybody on their toes on this one. Normally, I like to see a reduction in projects. The cruise ship terminal design, I'd like to keep that in. I mean, there's a couple things here. One, we've always talked about expanding our revenue sources. This is one means to help in the future, possibly. And the other, I mean, you know, I've got a coin that says we're an Arctic port. I'm not too sure that this is not filling that. I mean, it's, the point of this is to fill that bill. Help is, I mean, this is just a design. It doesn't have to be happening this fiscal year or next fiscal year, but I hate to see it drop off the plan. I think that's critical that we continue moving forward in these type of projects. And I appreciate it. My understanding is that, you know, these projects that don't maybe necessarily have full, you know, how are you going to get the funding? You know, how did we get there? Why did we decide to go here? I appreciate that project development, and maybe there wasn't one on here, but I like the concept. And again, we've had projects on here that I just don't want it to be an abandoned project, and I hate to see it fall off because the community has all expressed the need and the want to increase tourism here. This is one way to do that. And so I guess I would like to make amendment, but I'm not too sure if there is one because it's not worded in the resolution. So I guess what I would like to do, I guess, is to make an amendment because I'm not too sure how to do this, but because it's just a spreadsheet. So maybe a point of order to the clerk is an amendment to the spreadsheet in order, because there is nothing in language for the resolution for that.
I imagine you can reference the attachment.
Okay. And I'd like to make a motion to amend resolution 2023-06. And ask that the PH20A, the UMC cruise ship terminal design, be struck from the spreadsheet for the amount of $390,000.
Been a motion to amend. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Bell. The motion is to amend 2023-06 add on. Is that what you said?
So we would be removing the UMC cruise ship termination design from our project list, and it will remain on our CMMP, and those monies will remain assigned as such. So it would not go back to the proprietary fund of the ports.
Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I think we probably should remove it. And we need to do an economic study to find out how we're going to pay for the dock, and then look at getting some state money that's through the head tax that Southeast just can't figure out how to spend. They've got a bunch in there, and not put this on the city. I think it's something worth looking at, but I think we need to do as it's stated to do the economic study and see the cost benefit analysis and what kind of return we're going to get on it prior to funding a study funding the design of it. So once we do that, then we can figure out what we're going to have to design. But I think that's what we should do first, and not. I don't think we need to kill it. We just need to pull back and regroup on it. I think it's a worthwhile project, but we need to make sure that it can pay for itself, and we don't have, and we can't, and we won't be subsidizing this one. Thank you. I'm not going to support the amendment. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just interrupt, I think, is it possible that we might want to actually use some of these funds for that study, so we don't find ourselves in the same position that we did in discussing projects such as Captain's Bay Road for several years before we finally triggered that study? So I guess we'd have to find out if that's within the purpose of this project fund, if we need to, how to amend that, or. But I appreciate those comments.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Go ahead, Chris.
The first thing I want to say is how nice it is to be able to hear what's going on. So I thank you, Margie, for improving the audio for the council meeting. I agree with the doing a study, and you also, we need to look at everything that the port is doing, the money that's going to be spent. One of the things I'll be bringing forward during the budget process is looking at a demand study for, you know, you're going to dredge the entrance channel. But what does that mean? Are larger ships going to come to Unalaska? What does that mean? So it may be that what you really need is not a cruise ship dock, but an absolute another dock. I don't know. Maybe we need to take everything into consideration for the entire port of the projects that need to be done. Anyway, that's my two cents. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I think I'll support this amendment. I didn't want to see this fall off there and, you know, fall into the trash heap of history and it'd be lost forever. You know, one of the things that the cruise ships were pointing out was that there was no dedicated dock space. And so making this a port of call was difficult for them because they couldn't get that dedicated space. And working towards this, having dedicated space, will encourage those cruise ships to come in. I agree that there needs to be some study and there needs to be some more work on how do we pay for it? Where are there other monies? Is the industry itself willing to chip in some money? You know, I think there's a whole bunch more questions, but I'll support this amendment just so it stays on there and people are still talking about it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I think that we need to keep it alive, and the way to do that is to support the amendment. I feel like maybe we could, you know, figure out where we can go with that, but those funds could be used for a bigger study, possibly. It is just the design, so maybe when we're going for design, then maybe we could reword it. Doesn't need to, you know, maybe we could just change the name of it. I don't know if that would be a hard thing to do or not, but anyway, I'll support it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Bell brought up something that just jogged my memory a little bit. You know, I'm working on a cruise ship facility down in Whittier, and it's $80 million. And when you start talking about creating a destination, that's another whole nother ball of wax. It's facilities included with the just that there's a docking facility and then there's other facilities that go with that if you're trying to create a destination. So has that any cruise ship company been to town to just discuss that, or is this our idea?
Want to speak, or I'm seeing ports
on the dock. Did Norwegian cruise lines come to town and say, hey, we'd come here if you had a better facility?
Chris, this is Peggy. The mayor's asked me to address that. No, we've had no specific cruise ship companies approach Unalaska. I think kind of the general feel was that Unalaska did not want to be owned and operated by a cruise ship or cruise ship companies. So at this point, the UMC cruise ship terminal design project line was strictly a concept of the city of Unalaska.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell, and then Robinson.
Yeah, from what I understand through the UVB, there's been talk that some of these cruise ship companies would be more inclined to make this a port of call rather than just a stop off. And I don't necessarily agree that, I mean, the project that's proposed in Whittier is a pretty extensive project. Not sure that we would necessarily want to go down that road. But a lot of the cruise ships that come out here aren't necessarily the ones that are visiting Southeast. And a lot of the draw, from what I understand, this place is because it is not developed. And just the history of the Aleutians and Unalaska itself.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Robinson and Councilman Tungle.
I suppose I could support it if it wasn't in there as design. Because if we're going to put, you know, we need to figure out exactly what we need, how it's going to get paid for, and then design it, and then decide whether we can fund it or not. So I, like I said, I could support it if it wasn't for if this was for the economic study, to get ready, just basically prepare for a design.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, so I'll be in support of this, but I got a question. If we don't designate this with just the cruise ship and make it as a, you know, accessible with commercial boats and stuff, is that going to affect if we apply for any kind of funding for it when there's something available in the future? If we're going to apply for a grant or anything, if it's not designated with a cruise ship?
Well, generically, an answer to that, Mr. Dungle, would be what were the requirements of a grant or a funding source? I'm not sure that a capital grant would be like universally one use, but I don't have a specific answer for you. But most of the grant agreements that we sign will spell out what you can and cannot use the funds for.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Nicholson, any comments on this amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in agreement with this amendment. I think that we do need to keep moving forward on Arctic ports and keeping our options open. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Any further comments from council on the amendment? Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. I'm just kind of curious if the rest of the council would support having a directive to the manager to bring this project back to do an economic study instead of just a design, and utilizing this money into the to basically doing an economic study, do our homework on it. I'm just kind of wondering if there'd be support on that for a directive on that in that sense.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Any comments on the directive? Councilman Coleman?
It was not my intention to put the cart before the horse on this by any means, and I definitely want to do due diligence on, doing it right. I mean, it's for any project, whether it's, you know, $10,000 or $10 million, they should all be done correctly. So no, Mr. Robinson, I'm not opposed to, you know, any kind of study for sure, and see if it is warranted. So that it was my goal here is to not let it drop off the radar. It is definitely could definitely be our future. I mean, 20 years from now. 10 years from now. So, I mean, you have to start it now. You got to start that process at some point. So I'd like to see the process at least moving. And if that just means keeping it on the books, then that's where I just didn't want to see this abandoned at this point. Thank you.
Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I would support the economic study as well. I'm kind of in the same boat. I would just rather not see it just drop off the books and die completely. So I think that there is some stuff that needs to happen with the port. So thank you.
Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I'd support a directive too. There's nothing that says you can't change the scope of that, those monies, and prioritize an economic study first before you go through with a bunch of other design work.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Ungle?
I'll be in support of it. It's always good to do a study. Yeah, it's part of our program that we do, so I'll be in support of it.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions, comments on the amendment? For clarity, can you restate the amendment to what exactly it does? It removes the money for, or keeps it in?
So what I heard, Mayor, was a motion to amend Resolution 2023-06. Specifically, the project list attached to the resolution, and to strike project PH-20A, the UMC cruise ship terminal design, be struck from the attached project list, and the result of which is it would stay there, and those funds would not be it would be removed from the list, so therefore the project would not be closed, and the funds would not be returned to the proprietary fund.
Okay, that's a lot clearer now. For those of us that yawned away there. Okay, the amendment was to remove PH-20A from the resolution and keep it basically alive. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll have a roll call vote. Be no further discussion, please.
A roll call vote on the amendment first. All righty.
On the amendment.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson.
Yes.
Mr. Tungle.
Yes.
Ms. Luby.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
And Ms. Coleman.
Yes.
Well, thank you. On a roll call vote of 6-0, the amendment passes. Now we're back to the main motion, resolution 2023-06 as amended. Any discussion? Has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
Nobody signed up in advance, sir, but somebody just raised their hand.
He's here now. Please step to the podium.
I was listening on the radio, so I thought I'd come say my two cents. Thank you. Good evening. I appreciate you guys supporting, keeping this alive. Obviously, the tourism isn't going to replace the fishing industry anytime soon, but I think this is an opportunity to pursue diversifying the economy here locally. And, if the cruise ship industry, if it grows and we continue to get these vessels in here and they stick around a little longer than, 4 or 5 hours, I think that'll provide an opportunity for small businesses, whether it's a tour boat or bike rentals or whatever, people visiting the museums, things like that, that kind of helps support the community. And I think that we need to encourage that. So I appreciate you guys voting to keep this going. So I just wanted to put my two cents since I didn't hear anybody else comment on it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, we got Kathy, U.S. Business Bureau.
Catherine McGlashan, Executive Director for the Visitors Bureau. We appreciate you bringing this back. Last year, we had 23 to 24 cruise ships slated to dock, and only 5 showed up. So that was because of the docking situation. They would come in. Cruise ships had to be delayed. But that's, this year we have 20 slated also. We'll see what happens if they do come in or not. My question is, looking towards the future when the port is dredged, and it touches what Mr. Laddick said, will it bring in more larger vessels? And when that happens, where will they dock? But I do think the cruise ship dock would be very, it'd be great for our community. And you have to keep the name cruise ship dock. But it would, I know it would be used for, you know, cargo and other vessels that arrive, but definitely would help our community as in tourism. Cultural tourism is a big hit right now. So I'd like to bring that forward at some point. So those are just some things to think of, and I appreciate you bringing this forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Any further comments? Is there anyone on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion. Resolution 2023-06 acknowledges the closure and completion of various capital projects and purchases as amended. I request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, Ms. Luby.
Yes.
Ms. Coleman.
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson. Oh, I have to unmute just a moment.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Nicholson. Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Tungle.
Yes.
And Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote. 6-0 in favor of the resolution 2023-06 as amended, been passed and approved. Well, next item. Travel and approval for mayor and council members to attend the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council in Seattle, February 9th to the 13th. Before we go forward, I did make a couple of phone calls in the last 4 or 5 days to get more information on the North Pacific Council meeting in Seattle, primarily to understand what are the issues that Don Alaska may be looking at this meeting. In reference from UNFA, they have no issues that are coming before them at this time. And our fisheries consultant, Mr. Frank Kelty, has also sent me a written form letter that or report that states also that there's a couple items that are coming up for discussion. We spoke to those items twice at two various other meetings this last year. This year is just a reporting of issues in the Gulf and the Bering Sea. There are no issues that we are basically tied into on the fisheries issues, North Pacific Council. With that being said, I'm recommending that no travel be authorized to Seattle for the North Pacific Council meetings on February 9th through 13th. I'll open it up now for discussion. Councilman Robinson.
Yeah, I think we can beat it up, but I think Frank has got this one covered. So, probably the most important one is the crab rebuilding plan. So we'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You did mention that there was a couple of issues, but they're in the planning stages, and one is the crab building stock, the other one is a bycatch issue, and the committee is making a report that's still not complete at this time, but we will get it when that committee meets, and Frank Kent will be at the meeting. Further questions? Okay, thank you. There'll be no discussion. My recommendation that there be no travel at this time to Seattle for the North Pacific Council meeting by council or mayor. Our next item is the state lobbying in Juneau, March 13th, 17th on 2023. We need to determine who will travel. Do has an interest to travel and who can afford to travel, like leaving your job.
I'd like to go to attend this one.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Huh? Oh, you're residential. Councilman Coleman? Councilman, me? Yes, I'll be there. I will be attending for the city. All right, thank you. I motion or something, we got to get a motion and a second. Yes, Councilman Tungle.
I make a motion to send Vice Mayor Robinson and Mayor Tutyakov to the North to the state lobbying in Juneau on March 13th through the 17th, 2023.
Second.
Been moved in by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Coleman to recommend Mayor Tutyakov and Vice Mayor Robinson attend the state lobbying trip in June on March 13th to the 17th, 2023. Discussion? Not. Need a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
And Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 6-0, authorization for Mayor Tutyakov and Vice Mayor Robinson to attend the Juneau March 13th to 17th state lobbying trip in Juneau. Been authorized. So next item is item 12, council directives to the city manager. By motion, I'm second, please.
Mr. Mayor?
Councilman Robinson.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to, or a move to direct the city manager to change the scope of the cruise ship dock from design to an economic study, including a cost-benefit analysis and a return on investment.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson and second by Councilman Tungle as a directive to the city manager to change the scope from design to cost-benefit analysis and economic value to the city of Alaska. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. And this is something we need to do. We are dredging the channel to a little bit deeper. That's primarily is going to alleviate some of the threat of invasive species into the Bering Sea through ballast water exchanges for the ships that already do come in here. What it also will do is it'll enable some of the larger military ships to come in. So this cost benefit analysis on this and the study on a return on investment will be able to take into account other traffic that we could tie up at this dock. Because I don't see 20 ships going to be, supporting. It's probably going to be, if we put in a couple of dolphins there, it's probably going to be about a $30 million facility. And I don't see 20 ships a year supporting a facility like that. It's definitely going to have to be a multi-use facility. So, and that's the reason I'm bringing this forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson, for the comment on the directive. Okay, hearing none. At this time, I call for a roll call vote on the directive, please.
Certainly, Mr. Tungle.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Ms. Coleman.
Yes.
Ms. Luby.
Yes.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
And Mr. Nicholson.
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 nays, the directive to the city manager has been approved. Any further directives? Okay, thank you. We'll move on to community input and announcement. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements at this time. None. Are there any comments submitted on the Zoom or telephone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Thank you. Does anyone any further comments? No? No. Okay. Hearing no further comments or community announcements, having completed all items on the agenda, we are now adjourned at 7:15 p.m. We are adjourned. Good night, Alaska.